Senior Constable Amy Walkden, Moreton District Crime Prevention Officer, joins us this morning to discuss the recent scam activity. Good morning, Senior Constable Walkden.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, tell us, on the 17th of July 2026, QPS Media... On the 17th of July 2026, QPS Media released a notification to advise the public of a scam calling being perpetrated across the state. Can you tell us what this spoofing scam is and how we recognise one?
Thanks, Rosemary. Yeah, the practice known as caller ID spoofing allows offenders to hide their real phone numbers while displaying a different number, indicating they're from a trusted organisation such as QPS. The caller impersonates an employee from the organisation, in this case, a police officer, to legitimise the scam before demanding payment to prevent harmful action against you or requesting personal information. We are seeing an increase in these scams where offenders impersonate both local and overseas authorities, including Chinese officials, to intimidate victims into making payments or providing personal information. Police and government agencies do not use caller ID. A legitimate call from a police officer or a police station will always show as a private number.
Okay, so what are some of the tips that police can give our people?
If you receive an unsolicited call, take steps to independently verify the caller's identity before sharing information or making any payment, regardless of the number displayed or who the caller claims to represent. If in doubt, hang up. Locate the official number, contact them yourself, and make a new call to confirm the request. Police remind everybody to take the following precautions to reduce the risk of being scammed. One, if you are suspicious about the credentials of a person on the phone, ask questions. If they avoid answering those questions or refuse to provide information, hang up. Never provide your financial PIN or account passwords to anyone. If you receive a threatening phone call or a call demanding money, hang up immediately. Never provide your personal or banking details to a person who calls you. Don't ever make payments to a caller, including via phone, internet, or cash. Never allow a caller to remote access your devices, including your computer and your phone. And finally, don't let scammers create a high-pressure situation to encourage you to make a decision on the spot.
Amy, what do I do if I have been scammed?
If you have received such a call and you've made a payment to a potential scammer, contact your financial institution immediately and report the matter to the Australian Cybersecurity Centre, Report Cyber. If you did not lose funds, you can still report the incident to ScamWatch.
Okay. So is there any final advice? Because this is a little bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, don't be ashamed if you've fallen for one of these. They're very sophisticated. They do their job really, really well. And it's more common than you would think. But our final advice would be that there are a lot of these scams doing the rounds at any one time on email, text, or even door knockers. We've had that in the area also recently. If in doubt, don't. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Keep informed and up to date through My Police Moreton on social media or subscribe to our blog. And if you have any further information that can help police, contact PoliceLink by providing information on the online suspicious activity form 24 hours a day at www.police.qld.gov.au/reporting. Or you can provide information anonymously via Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or report online at www.crimestoppersqld.com.au.
All I can say, Amy, is thank you very much. And that's, of course, Senior Constable Walkden, and she's joining 101.5 FM. And thanks very much for keeping our community connected and safe.
My pleasure, Rosemary.